Hello, Bubba. Hello, darling. Oh, yes.
Hello. Hello. Yes, darling. What?
Lulu the pig is very excited to see her owners Daryl Campbell and Stacey McGladrigan. There's lots of snuffling and happy oinking going on.
She's very excited to see you.
She is. She's a beautiful girl.
So this is Lulu.
She's just been weaned from her little babies. Hello, Bubba.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols. What sets Lulu apart from your regular everyday pig is that she's small, quite tiny, under 60 centimetres tall. She's what's known as a miniature, bred specifically from the runt of litters to maintain her compact size. Australian miniature pigs are popular as household pets, even living indoors with other companion animals. Daryl Campbell and Stacey McGladrigan are breeders in Queensland's Sunshine Coast hinterland.
These are the Australian miniature pigs. Anything below 60 centimetres is classified as a miniature pig. And that's what we specialise in. And we're endeavouring to try and get the smallest of the smallest pig that we can. And there's plenty of myths out there that these little babies will grow into the big 300 kilo monsters that people farm for food and whatnot. But definitely not. Nearly everyone who walks in the door is just, they fall in love with them like we do. And it's not something that I ever thought I would be doing. But you know what? I'm so glad that Stacey suggested it one day. We know what the adults look like, so we know what they're going to become. They're all gentle. I think they're perfect for a family pet. And we also find that they really do mix in with other animals. We get plenty of people who have bought pigs off us, and they send us photos and videos all the time, photos laying with dogs and cats.
How do you breed a mini pig? It's been going for probably the last 20 years. Someone decided to breed their runt with their runt, and they've bred down in size from, there's 8 different varieties of pig in Australia. And Australian mini pigs are basically a mixed breed of all of those that have been bred down in size and down in size and down in size over the years. We know with us, we've kept our runt of 2 litters. They'll be fantastic breeding stock because they're so small.
So it's like the opposite of everything else. Yeah. You're breeding from runts.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I was looking online one day and I saw a lady in New South Wales had, genuine mini pig breeder, and she'd been breeding for 14 years and she was selling up. So we drove down there and picked ourselves some and...
And you fell in love.
And I fell in love with them. They're actually smarter than dogs. So where you can teach a dog about 80 tricks, you can teach a piglet about 300 tricks. So you pop a harness on them, you can take them for a walk. They love swimming in the ocean. They can learn to ring a bell at your door to be let out to go to the toilet. And they'll only go to the toilet in one spot. So once they're toilet trained and they know their spot, that's where they'll want to go. They don't like to mess up their area where they sleep. Yeah, they're just really, really super clever.
Now, I have just come into your house, Daryl and Stacey, and you've got 3 little piglets in a playpen. Why are they inside?
Well, once they get removed from their little litter, we take them to the vet. They have their dissexing vaccination and have a vet check, and have nose rings if the owners want nose rings. And then when we bring them home, we don't bring them, put them back in with the litter. We get them used to house sounds and get them, you know, used to being inside. And they've got stitches, so they can't get wet for, 10 days. So we like to give them a little bit of loving, and we sort of start to toilet train them for the new owners and play with them and get them used to being on our laps inside with the telly going, just so they're not jumpy when they go to their new homes. When you rub their tummies, they flop on their side and present their belly just like that. And then all the others realise they're missing out on these scratches, so they'll come over and flop over for me as well.
So how many have you got now?
Probably 20.
We've just had a couple of good-sized litters. So we've got a bit of stock at the moment, and we've got a couple of little mummers ready to go in about a few months' time. So by the time that 20 go, there'll be more to replace it and,
How much do you pay for a mini pig?
$500. But that's dissexed with their vaccination. They've been vet checked and they're wormed and they're tick treated. Yeah, they're looked after.
Hello, guys.
These are some of the smallest piglets we've ever had. They are 9 weeks old, with this tan colour, and they are about the size of a 1-month-old piglet.
How big do they get?
Up to my knee, so up to 60 centimetres, but ours are pretty much all about 50 centimetres tall.
And how heavy would they be?
We've had two of our large pigs weighed in the last couple of months, and they were 47 kilos.
These miniature piglets are certainly cute, but they might not suit everyone. Potential buyers are told to check with their local council before they take one home to make sure they're allowed to keep them in an urban environment.
Not everyone can have one. Obviously, a piglet is not suitable to a unit. If you've got acreage, if you've got a hobby farm, if you've got a big yard in a rural area that's fenced, then a lot of times pigs are allowed there.
Does it pay for itself?
It has paid for itself, yep. Paid for it money-wise, but honestly, I can tell you now, on a day off from work, I'll go and sit in the pen there and they just jump all over you. And I actually have to pinch myself sometimes to think, I'm actually sitting here with a heap of piglets all over my lap, all falling asleep, snoring away. They're good fun.